Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
For months now, we've kind of beaten up Phil Tirana because, I mean, honestly, he has self-proclaimed he has no game.
None whatsoever.
Not even a little, not even a shred of game, not even Little League.
Well, I've got a little bit of that. I'm not good at spitting the game. I mean, I can talk to people, but I just can't
spitting
do the
game.
Spitting
the game.
Yeah, but, you know, I can't go up to a girl I've never met before and, you know, end up with her number 20 minutes later.
You have
That's
even,
just not mine.
Or,
that's not,
or 20 hours later.
Or 3 days later.
Or a month and a half later.
Or 20 years later.
Or ever.
You've even told us that you have never, like, gone through the procedure of asking a woman out, saying yes, and then you going out on a date.
In my past, I've had 3 or 4 major relationships in my life, and each one started with me charming them to the point where they say, hey, let's go do something. Because I am so uncomfortable with rejection that I will push until she asks me out.
Imagine that. Just never, ever asking a girl out, ever.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
The nervous behavior's already started. He's already bouncing back and forth and turning red.
Yeah.
Just talking about asking a woman out.
You should have seen him yesterday. We had our intern Jen in here, and what? Phil Tirana been digging her since day one, and we called him out on the air yesterday.
Okay, go ahead.
And he was you were a wreck.
Yeah.
You were a wreck.
Yeah, I don't want to get done with her or anything. I just think she's a hottie.
And see.
Whatever. All right.
Yeah, now she's not here. And
now
he's all like,
whatever.
She's all right.
You know what I'm saying?
She's just a hottie. I don't need none of that, yo.
She wants a piece of this, you know?
I'm just in it for the conversation.
In reality, yesterday he came in. He was like, yeah. She's hot. Yeah. Okay.
But as soon as she walked out, I was like, dude, she wants me.
Right. You know.
Lips were all dry, had those, you know, kind of like beads of just spit in the corners of your mouth. Pathetic.
Sexy.
What you call sexy, I call pathetic.
All right.
He's also told us that when he's had girlfriends, he was really honest with us and told us that he has never been intimate with a woman without his t-shirt on.
Right. Mm.
And that just works all well.
Or a sweatshirt or a down jacket, depending on what's available.
He's tuxedo.
Yeah, but I mean, now one thing I think that we also talked about that Phil, in when you were younger, were overweight.
Right.
And I think we think you still subconsciously feel that you're still that overweight kid, even though you're not as an adult.
Right. And it's one of those things where, I grew up and I went through high school as the fat kid, and that's what I was. And I had a lot of friends, but I had no girlfriends. So I had to take, instead of learning how to, you know, be, for lack of a better term, learn how to spit game or really talk to girls, I always had to be the fun guy or the funny guy or the big brother. Or, you know, I did a lot of theater and I always played the wacky, goofy uncle or something like that. You know, I never got to play the good looking guy. So I had to learn how to be fun and not so much charming, if that makes sense.
And so I just wanted to defend him because I know we were teasing him about when you talk about intimacy in the t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I think that all is in the same vein. Like, he's still not comfortable enough with his body to be able to, you know, shed all clothes when he's intimate.
Still holding insecurities from high school, not removing his shirt because of the size of his breasts, and charming people until they ask her out. The problem isn't with his self-esteem. He is a chick. Has anyone in this room seen his penis?
Although, I go, Jen did in her dream.
Like, so, we've got a woman on our hands.
Well, I thought that was the case for a while, but when we did the Are You Straight test, I got a 23 on it.
All right, so you're very manly inside.
Very manly inside.
Or you're a very manly woman.
So what we've got here is a couple of layers that we figured we need to help fill out with. His self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we were going to set him up with a personal motivational coach type thing. Did you guys do that while I was out?
No.
That happened? Okay.
Yeah, we got turned down. So, yeah. Thanks for helping us out.
His case was too hard, and they're like, I can't help that guy.
I mean, you got rejected by a life coach, dude.
Hey, life is good. What can I say?
So we were going to hook him up with a life coach, one that doesn't have any work at all and has a lot of extra time on our hands.
Or a guy down on 14th Street with a broken clutch cable. Whoever we can get in studio the quickest.
But we also need to help him out physically also. Right. And that's where Corey Waller comes in. Hey, Corey.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Corey's one of these guys that he walks into a room and you just know, okay, there's a guy that works out and he's eating right. And
total stud.
Yeah. Hate you.
He smells like protein shakes and flaxseed oil. Hasn't had a freaking Cheeto in 31 years.
Right. Yeah, broke my hand when he shook it, you know.
He's got a calculator and he's calculating all the fat grams he's taking in throughout the day.
He drives by Brewster's and sees people like me walking away with a banana split and thinks, oh. Man, that man will be dead in a week.
I was offered. I came into the studio today, and I see people here eating Cheetos. So we're gonna have to work on that.
I know. I was really
breakfast today.
My breakfast
Cheetos
is,
and Diet Coke. Yeah. You got the Diet Coke right.
I know. I mean, my Diet Coke and then my hot and spicy Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Yeah. Y'all, I was like, ooh, whoops.
Happy eatings.
Yeah. Hide those.
Here's an update, y'all. We get up at 3 a.m. We're on lunch.
Right. It's our snack time.
Like I don't need. And this is for to get away from the Phil thing for a minute. To everybody in the office who comes. And when I'm at the vending machine getting, you know, like whatever I'm getting at
the whole top row
at 9 a.m. when I'm in there picking out, you know, getting a thing of Doritos, don't come in and go, ew, Doritos at 9 a.m. Because you know what I got back in the studio? A tuna fish sandwich because I'm on lunch.
Right.
Shut up.
Right.
Like I didn't get to sleep until 7:30.
Right. Agreed.
So Corey's in here and he works at Eclipse One-on-One Fitness, correct?
Yes, that's it. Eclipse 101 Personal Fitness Gym, the best gym in Atlanta, by the way.
And you guys do like this. My wife did this the same program that Phil is going to be involved in, this boot camp type deal that we want to start sending him through.
Yeah, we want Phil to bring his jeans to my boot camp starting March. We want Phil to bring his jeans, and we're going to see if we can get him into his jeans that are maybe a size too small for him.
That's the kind of
can
motivation.
You do that, Phil?
Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I hear him talking. I see his lips moving. All I hear is, I'm going to whoop your ass.
Oh yeah, you're going to eat grass, Phil. You're going to eat grass.
That's kind of the same motivation that women try but don't succeed with, because we'll see a pair of pants on sale and we're like, okay, you know what? Even though it's not my size, I know by the summertime I'm going to fit in them, so right. I'm going to buy them, and they sit in the closet for 3 years.
Yeah, but the thing is, you always buy jeans that are a size too small, because that is always your goal. You never go out and buy jeans that are a size too big, because you want to put yourself in a situation where you're in the jeans that look the best on you. So that's what we're going to put Phil in, a situation to where he is wearing a pair of jeans. You know what 7 jeans are, Phil?
7 jeans?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay.
Those are chick jeans, aren't they?
Those are chick jeans. You can look good in them, Phil. We're going to work with you.
He's going to dress you like a woman. He's going to dress you up like the woman you are.
He's going to turn you into a metrosexual.
Have you ever worn makeup, Phil? Have you ever worn lipstick?
Sir, after this, I will, sir. Now, when you say boot camp.
This program should be Corey's bitch.
Hey, I can handle that.
When you say boot camp, I'm thinking of like Maury Povich, like turn my wild teen into a prom queen. It isn't something like that, is it?
Yes and no. Boot camp is designed for all demographics, all ages. And one of the things we like to stress is that although we will make you eat grass, you'll have fun in the process. So this is not us out there making you feel like you're less than human. You're going to have fun in the process, and we're still going to work you hard.
I think of Richard Gere like an officer and gentleman. I'm doing like push-ups in the puddle, you know.
Filtering.
I got no place else to go.
How long is boot camp?
Boot camp is 8 weeks. We've come up with...
that's tough.
That is really tough. But it's supposed to be, you know. If it's not hurting, it's not working. Right, Phil? That's going to be your motto for the next 8 weeks, by the way. If it's not hurting, it's not working. I got to get... Phil, you know what my name is for you for the next 8 weeks.
Uh-oh.
Bitch.
No, I'm your burn daddy.
Oh, burn daddy.
Let me hear you say that, Phil, by the way. Let me hear you say that.
You're my burn daddy.
There you go. But what we've done is
he got drunk one weekend in Midtown and got a burn daddy, too.
Oh, did you?
It goes along with the 7 jeans. And this is the kind of thing, like, where you take a whole bunch of people out and you don't use, like, traditional weights, right? You, like, find a limb and they've got to do pull-ups on that type deal?
Hey, before there were weights and before there was all these fancy-smancy ways of getting in shape, it all started with people outside doing push-ups and running. So we're taking it back to basics. I myself was a part of the 101st. And so we're taking some of those principles of fitness and bringing them to people that are not in the military. And we've also had sponsors that are on this year providing cool gifts for the winner of this boot camp challenge. So
y'all got to get Grady Trauma Center.
So you got incentive stuff?
Yeah,
also?
We got incentives. We have AirTran, Mila's European Spa, Georgia Eye Associates, Monkeys, Dobell, Cool Daddies, Moles, SocialDivas.com, and Dasani Water, all providing incentives for Phil here to go out and and do his best.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Water is an incentive.
Water is an incentive.
They're going to kill you.
We also have monkeys, women's shoes that are an incentive to go along with your seven jeans, Phil.
What the hell's really going on here?
Y'all are thinking about this wrong, Phil, too. You need, like, you don't need Dasani water and stuff as an incentive. You need, like, Brewster's is an incentive. Like, you start running at Chastain Park to the Sandy Springs Brewster's. There's your incentive.
You may want to start your own boot camp, Shane. Yeah, I'm gonna, you may have a different class.
So tell me this, if you don't mind, explain to me exactly, like, this meets every day for 8 weeks.
Yeah, we meet every day for 8 weeks. We have three different classes, 6 to 7, 9:15 to 10:15, and 6 to 7 p.m. So,
Phil was hoping you were going to say, no, it's one day on, seven weeks off.
But right. Phil, you have to come to the 6 a.m. class.
Bert? We're going to have some trouble here.
I'd like to get a little taste of it this morning just to see what it's all about. Like, did you bring anything that you could exercise in this morning?
If this will work, yeah. I'm in.
What are you talking about? He wears sweats every day.
I wear sweats every day. So
he's got like track pants on and a t-shirt. So.
Can you take him out this morning just for like a little mini workout?
Yeah, I've done is I bought two of the ladies that have been doing boot camp for a couple of years. And we're going to provide a challenge for Phil to see if he can hang with these women.
It's the first day.
It's the first day. And I want to give you a true taste of what we do out there, Phil. So I've bought Christy from Monkeys out there, and I've bought Julie Siegel from Georgia Eye Associates, and they're going to party with us.
Like, I'm going to cry on the first workout.
Yeah, burn daddy's bitch.
And you can't, you can't let these women see you sweat, Phil. Come on now.
Oh.
Dude, I sweat walking up the stairs.
And he took the elevator.
You know, Phil, my butt's gone numb for you, dude.
All right, get out of here, man.
Well, I'm
go.
Excited.
All get
right.
out. Go. All right. We brought in Corey Waller from Eclipse One-on-One Fitness, and they have a boot camp that starts on Monday.
Boot camp is the polite way of saying they beat the hell out of you.
Serious. My wife did this for a couple of weeks when we were up in Washington, D.C., and she was trained by a couple of former Navy SEALs. And she got in such good shape so quickly that she was getting too buff and actually had to stop.
Really?
They work you and you see results quick. And their next session, I think, starts on Monday.
On Monday, and it's called the Bring Your Jeans workout. So you're supposed to bring a pair of jeans that you were able to fit into a few years ago. But now you've thickened up a little bit, not so much anymore, and you bring those with you.
You thickened up a little
thickened
bit.
Up.
You're a little more meaty these days.
And you bring those jeans with you, and at the weigh-in on Monday, they take a look at those jeans, and he puts together a fitness plan for you, and then you and everybody, they say it's an Eclipse, but they work you out over at Chastain Park.
And they do work you. So we've got Phil trying it out this morning.
Down, Phil. Come on,
dad. That would be Corey.
How about
the
go, Phil? Come on.
Hey, Emily. Intern hey. Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Give us kind of a rundown what's going on over the last half an hour.
Okay. We've done lunges and jumping jacks and squats and 15 push-ups and some running and stairs and just looking in a little bit of pain.
Does Corey have, like, some of those defibrillators on him?
He's yelling like there's no tomorrow.
What is boot camp, though?
Yeah.
You know, it's got
Oh, it definitely is. It definitely is.
All right, let's listen for a sec.
All right. Jumping jack. Six head off. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Come on, Phil. 1, 2, 3.
Can you hear us?
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
What is he counting off? What's he doing?
Jumping jacks.
1, 2, 3.
He only has to go up to 3. That's easy.
1, 2, 3.
Push-ups.
Oh, back to push-ups. Oh,
why don't you give the phone to Phil real quick?
Okay, hang in a second.
Come on, Phil. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, man. We're handing you the phone because maybe Corey will give you a break.
Oh, my God.
It sounds like the dream.
Last night, this almost sounded like a good idea. Listen, y'all want to do like an entertainment buzz or something? Give me about a 10-minute break.
You guys remember like that first day of working out, how you usually, like if you're working out by yourself, you'll give yourself a break. Like, you know what? I'll only go 5 minutes today. And then if you start to get winded like Phil, you'll quit. Yeah. But you got a trainer. You got no place else to go.
If I go 1 week in 5 minutes, then I'll go up to 10.
I haven't had much of a breakfast, but it's about to come right back in.
We're going to have all the information on boot camp and how you can join Phil and get yourself in shape with boy boot camp at allthehitsq100.com.
Poor Phil.
Hello.
What's the over-under on Phil yakking this morning?
Oh, gosh. I think it's I don't know how to do the betting odds.
7:15. So it's under, I guess.
Yeah, if you think he's going to yak before 17, you would, 7:15, you'd take the under.
Okay, I'm taking the over at 7:16.
It's going to be close.
Go ahead.
I'll take the complete over and go 7:30 because normally you yak after a massive workout after you try to calm down for a few minutes.
7:30?
I'm
going to
go late 7:30.
Well, let me ask y'all an ethics question that may affect the yakking. Is it rude, Phil's over here busting his ass with Corey in, Chastain Park doing the big workout boot camp thing?
Right.
Is it rude to ask him to swing by Goldberg's and get us some carbohydrates?
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now all the hits Q100 and the Burt Show. And I kind of teased you guys, telling you what's going on in Melanie's life right now. Hey, Melanie.
Hi.
I got to tell you, I was telling these guys what I think I know about your situation. And
what they think.
It was a unanimous, oh, my God.
But it was a, oh, Lord.
Maybe I got some of the details wrong, so go ahead.
Okay. Monday was my boyfriend's birthday.
Okay, so this is a boyfriend. I thought it was a husband.
No, it's boyfriend. My boyfriend.
Okay.
And we've been together almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lunch together. Excuse me. We had lunch together, and when we were at lunch and he went to the bathroom, I took his key. Don't ask me why. He has two keys on his key ring. Mm-hmm. Anyway, to his house. So anyways, I took one of the keys to the house, and I went to his house, and I decorated his entire place for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
Like streamers and... I had confetti, I put candles up, I had roses all over the bedroom, and then coming from the front door, like leading up to the bedroom, I baked a cake, I did all this stuff for him, and I was really excited for him to come back and see all this. So I had like an extra half an hour before he was coming home, and I sat down in his living room, and I went to turn on the TV. And he just got TiVo, which, like, I don't know how to use. So he just got this TiVo, and it's hooked up to his VCR as well. And next thing you know, it started playing the VCR.
Okay.
And
why is it that no girl can operate a remote control?
No matter how simple. Nice.
I'm right there with you. It took me four weeks to figure out how to use
girls.
Her.
Okay, have you guys ever looked at this TiVo thing?
I know.
I want to get to the tape.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Shut up, Jeff. Okay, so the tape starts playing.
Yeah, so a tape goes on, and it was a tape of him having sex with his ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Let me do this also here. Hold on one sec, Melanie. Generally, we save this kind of conversation for after 8:30, but just know this. We're moving that up to about 8:18 today. So if you've got kids in the car, you probably don't want to hear the rest of this conversation. So there's your warning. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, thanks. Uh-huh. Anyway, so it's not, I mean, the tape wasn't made while he and I were together. It was time-stamped. So it was from like, God, over 2 years ago. It was before we were together. But I am just like, I am so upset because, why was that tape in his VCR to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's watching it now, and why is he watching his ex-girlfriend? So I was really, really, really upset. And when he came home, I just like, the bubble was burst. I just was not excited to obviously, and I got really upset with him, and I confronted him about it, and he turned the whole thing around and he got mad at me. He got really mad at me for getting upset.
That's classic guy move number one.
Not even for, like, running into the VCR, into the tape and watching it. That didn't even come up. It's about the fact that I'm upset about the tape.
Well, I hope you've learned your lesson about touching a guy's electronic gear.
Go ahead, Chad.
Now, how long was he with this ex-girlfriend?
On the tape or in real life?
No, I mean in real life. Like, how long was their relationship?
Not that long at all. Like, 6 months.
You know,
I've been with him almost 2 years.
You know what? I'm in an anti-woman mood right now. I don't know why.
Oh, right now.
Yeah. But yeah. Let me ask you a question. This was such
you can't turn this around.
You can't do it.
I just want to ask her a question.
Classic guy move.
So you turn the TV on and you see these horrible images that are probably burning the retinas in your eyes.
Absolutely, yeah.
So of course you turn away and cover your eyes and only watch 2 seconds of it, right?
No way.
Well, what's the difference?
How much did you watch?
I watched the whole thing.
Why would you do that?
Either way, so why does that make her guilty?
Because that just creates more
you know what?
Problems.
You were trying to make a case out of nothing.
I'm not trying to make a case. You know what? You shouldn't have watched the whole thing.
It's not you.
She did nothing. Shut up. Put him in the penalty box. He's
what,
a
voicing
dumb
an opinion?
Dork.
I mean,
you shouldn't have watched.
Shut up, Jeff.
Yeah. What?
Shut up.
Like, you wouldn't have watched the whole thing. If you had busted a tape of Jessica with her ex, you
would
have watched the whole thing.
I would not have watched. I don't want to see that.
Yes, you would have.
Either way,
it's totally inconsequential. Totally inconsequential.
Women bring problems upon themselves.
Oh, shut up, Jeff. Shut up, Jeff. Thank you, Bert. Thank you.
Now I can't voice an opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Shut up. So, Melanie?
I'm like a woman
Melanie,
in Afghanistan.
Hey, Jeff!
There's mics off. 60
Good
seconds
God.
In the penalty box.
Hey, Melanie? Melanie, you still there?
Melanie?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, is he still your boyfriend?
Well, we haven't spoken since Monday.
Because I said off air when we talked about this, I said the clothes would of course you don't live together.
No.
But yeah,
I can't believe some of the calls coming in.
Because I said the clothes would be on the lawn.
And his birthday is totally spoiled. I mean, like, we didn't even do anything for his birthday, and I left. I ended up leaving that night, and we haven't spoken since.
Hold on 1 sec here. Hey, Tammy?
Yeah, hi.
Go ahead.
I just want to say, I think she's kind of the one who's wrong here, because...
What?
He went into his apartment.
Her own fault.
He was at his house.
Listen to what she was doing, though.
It doesn't matter.
You guys
suck.
Women. Tammy. Yeah. Did you hear the whole story? She went in there to, like...
I don't care.
It don't matter.
Decorate for his birthday.
No way.
She was trying.
They've been dating for 2... Yeah, I was surprised that she didn't already have a key.
Don't matter.
I'm sorry, but... She didn't have a key for
Tammy, let me tell you something. Honey, if your man had a sex tape of him and an ex-girlfriend in his VCR, you would be livid. You were being a hypocrite.
No, I'm not.
You're right.
It would be different if it was in their house.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Going out for 2 years. Listen. She was trying to do something nice for him.
Listen to this, Tammy. Don't go anywhere because I need backup. But you know what? If you reverse the situation and a guy steals the key to a girl's house and goes in and finds something nasty in the girl's house, the girl immediately says, why did you come out? I can't believe you did that. This is
no.
My
no.
Blah, blah,
no.
Blah, blah.
No. You
absolutely.
Are crazy.
It doesn't matter which way it goes.
Listen
on
to
this
you
one.
Guys.
It's disgusting.
And your voice is getting higher.
He was currently.
Listen to me.
Go, Jen.
He was currently watching a sex tape of him and his ex.
And in privacy of his own home.
Oh, Jen, you're such a jerk. God, you're such
totally
a jerk.
Totally deflecting what the real problem is here.
You're just trying to make controversy. Don't believe what you're saying, and you know it.
What if he watched
You don't believe a word you're saying.
What if he watched the sex tape every night of their relationship for the first 2 years, and they had a great relationship for 2 years? Why does this change things?
Totally changes everything.
Why?
If the
person I'm seeing is fantasizing about their ex, something's wrong with our relationship.
Yes.
I don't even think it, in that case, in your case there, I don't think it has to do with the ex. If the girlfriend or the boyfriend is using porn every single day to have before you guys are having sex, there's a bigger problem there than even that it's the ex.
I know you guys are going to scream and yell, but I have to side, and I'm not doing this just because it's radio. I have to side with Jeff.
Come
it's
you.
Just
God.
It's just like looking through a photo
me.
Album. You've
no,
got
it
exes
is
in
not.
Your you have exes
it's a
in your
sex
photo
tape.
You have exes in your photo albums, you have past
Different
memories.
Type of photo.
Maybe he just wanted to reminisce
God.
A little bit. It's not
on.
It really is. It's not I don't think it's that big of a deal come and I think on. She's wrong
I love it. I love it when people make these arguments, and I guarantee if Jeff saw a sex tape of Jessica with somebody else, and if Crash saw a sex tape of Lady Crash with somebody else, and they found it regardless of where they found it, you would be through the roof and divorced by the next day.
No, I wouldn't be divorced. I would say, hey, why are you watching it? I would just confront it. I wouldn't divorce her. That's in her... Now, if she was making current sex tapes, yeah, maybe I'd divorce her. But if this is something that happened in her past 10 years ago, 5 years ago, however long ago,
yeah, but that
it's
means
none of my business.
But you just said you would confront...
She's watching it... I mean, in order to get turned on to have sex with you.
You don't know that.
She's getting her jollies off.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Maybe she's just watching it just to reminisce.
Crash, you just said that you would confront her, and now you're criticizing Melanie for confronting her boyfriend.
But you're saying you would divorce him and throw his clothes out and everything would be done and over with. No.
Oh, come on.
I wouldn't do that.
When Melanie confronted her boyfriend, he turned it around on her and made it her fault for going through his apartment.
She shouldn't have been snooping.
You guys, she shouldn't have been snooping.
When I found the list. Wait a minute. When I found the list, remember when Lady Crash had her little list of previous lovers? I found that list and I was furious. I went crazy. I wanted to break up with her. I was so PO'd. It was my fault for going through her crap because that's her personal past and she had it. I was wrong. She's wrong. I'm sorry.
This woman wasn't snooping. She went in there to decorate his place for his birthday.
Then why not decorate? Why look at a video?
She sat down and turned on the TV and the VCR clicked on because the TiVo had clicked on.
Nothing to do with decorating.
Hey, Melanie, hold on.
Exactly.
Like,
she's done decorating. Get out.
Hey, Tracy, you're
on
all the hits.
She's waiting on him to get home.
I'm surprising him. I was waiting for him to get home.
Hey, Tracy, go ahead.
Hey, I don't even know where to begin. I mean, it's not like she was in there snooping.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys. She wasn't snooping.
She just said she's saying that.
She's agreeing with us.
She wasn't snooping. She just sat down and was going to watch TV, and here's this video of him and his ex-girlfriend.
From two damn years ago.
In his VCR today.
It doesn't matter.
Of course it matters.
Oh, my God.
Of course it Seinfeld.
He should be shot.
Run. That's my advice, Melanie. Run, because you know what this reveals?
That's what we're calling it now, is reminiscing. I didn't know that was the new name for it.
You know what this exactly. You know,
go, Jen.
You know what this reveals is that there's something going on with your boyfriend that you don't know about. There's a secret part of him that you don't know after being with him for 2 years. Run.
That's exactly what I think. It's
Like if he had
secrets. Now, obviously, he keeps secrets, so that's the part that really worries me.
If he had the tape in some kind of box, you know, and had forgotten about it, and you found it different, but here it is in the VCR, so he obviously was watching it, by himself. Right. Yeah, that's you have every right to be upset about that.
Yeah, and it makes me think that every time he has sex with me, he's thinking about her.
I would think that too.
And you know what? Here's something else, because you know one thing women never do, including except mind their own business, of course. Mm-hmm. One thing women never do is they never give the benefit of the doubt. And as somebody who now has TiVo, I cannot tell you the last time I used my VCR. So if
hasn't been in there for 2 years.
He could have put it in six. How long ago did he get TiVo?
No, he just got TiVo. That's why I didn't even know how to use it.
So maybe he was just plugging that tape in to see if it worked or not.
Jeff, you're just grasping at straws.
Oh, whatever.
Clutching for straws. Give me a break.
Susan, you're on all the hits, Q100.
And I don't know. I didn't know that VCRs turn on automatically by themselves.
Woman has to turn it on.
Let's just see what's in the VCR, you know. But besides the fact, how many men watch porn? Probably a whole lot, and we don't know about it. My husband, you know, he's gotten a lot better, but if you're in there with a key and you're not supposed to be in there, and you see something that bothers you,
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
You're not entitled.
You are kidding me.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. It's not like she stole the key in order to go in his house and snoop around.
She had no business being in there in the first place.
That's ridiculous. You are kidding.
That doesn't mean it's right.
This is not just regular porn, honey. This is him having sex at a tape he made with an ex-girlfriend he's watching today dating this woman.
And your argument is invalid because she wasn't going in there snooping. She was going in there decorating for a surprise for his birthday.
Well, she should talk to him about it, definitely. And you always, like you says, you're supposed to give benefit of the doubt. But if it's going to bother her, then she needs to move on.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Now, when you're dating somebody, how long does it take before you exchange keys?
Well, I married my husband after 6 months.
Okay, so she's been dating this guy for 2 years, and you're saying that she stole his key and went in and snooped it in 2 years.
Did they exchange keys?
No, she stole it.
Maybe there's a reason why he didn't want to exchange keys.
Exactly. I think it's good that she discovered this because he's got something to hide.
And that's the exact same reason why she shouldn't be with him. If he was like sneaking around and like, you know, has all this stuff to hide, then why
he's not hiding anything, but he's certainly not going to invite her over and have popcorn and watch it. Maybe he just said, hey,
he shouldn't be watching it in the first place.
Why not? So hypocritical.
Why not?
He should not be watching it in the first place.
If he does something in the privacy of his own home,
Let's get the relationship expert on the phone, Michael Checkaway, Melissa's nemesis.
There's always a balance in the universe. There's the good and the evil, and I'm the good, and here's Michael Checkway.
He was on Mr. Personality. And he's,
how you guys doing?
Hey, Checkway, what's going on, man?
Oh, not too much. I was driving to work listening to the conversation, because contrary to popular belief, I do have a job. let me shed some light on the subject, and what Melanie just said doesn't really change anything, because it goes larger than that. I'm going to show you guys the light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, let us. You know what? School's in session.
Oh, wise one.
School's in session, Sensei. Go ahead.
Yeah, talk to us, Red Mask.
All right, before I start, I'm going to have to ask Melissa to stop rolling her eyes.
She was. Eyes. She fully was rolling her eyes.
I'd like a little respect here, please.
Show me the way, Checkaway.
Okay. The reason this is not such a big deal, this guy just happened to have a tape, okay, and he got caught with the tape. If he didn't have the tape, he'd be sitting there fantasizing about his ex-girlfriend or someone else, not the girl he's with.
Disagree. So, totally different. Totally different texture.
Why does it seem creepier, though, that he has a tape of it rather than it just being in his fantasy in his mind?
It only seems creepy because the guy got caught.
No, it seems creepy that he's got a video of his ex-girlfriend from over two years ago. Oh. So he had to seek that thing out, put it in the VCR, and sit down and watch. There are other places you can get porn of chicks you don't know.
stranger porn.
Well, but maybe he'd rather watch porn of himself and his ex-girlfriend. Maybe that's better for him than real.
I don't know why,
stuff.
But it's stranger porn seems less creepy.
Like an insurrection?
Yeah, like thing? Just getting a DVD or
really?
Whatever.
Well, there's no emotional attachment to me to Jaima Jennison.
Exactly.
But, you know, an ex-girlfriend, then that to me says way more.
Exactly. That's the difference.
Yeah, well, I think it's a little bit more, with an ex or something like that, it's more real. It's something you actually live through, so it's kind of, it wasn't a fantasy, or it's a better fantasy than, you're right, than Jaima Jennison, who you'll never meet, you'll never be with.
Or Jaima Jennison.
Yeah, right. It's really nebulous.
That's the transvestite one.
The point of my thing is I'm backing Jeff on this. I don't think this is, and most of the other callers, I don't think this is such a huge deal.
Can I roll my eyes now?
Yes. Okay. Exactly. We're going to let you roll, man.
Okay, thanks.
See you, dude. Yeah, Melanie, if you're looking for some direction from our listeners, they didn't give you much to work with here because now it seems like it's pretty split. So I don't know exactly what to do in that situation.
You think it's bad arguing with a guy like me? Imagine if I was a lawyer because somebody just emailed me who agrees with me and put all these bullet points, and then at the end it says, so this is technically inadmissible because it was part of an illegal search. It must be thrown out.
Oh my
Can you
God.
Imagine having that argument yeah. with your boyfriend and have him say, I'm sorry, I don't even see that. It's inadmissible. The court does not recognize
right.
that video.
Now, Melanie, I think because you are officially broken up still,
yeah.
I mean, is that correct?
Correct.
I think that Jen has a great point that
move
just
on.
Leave it that way and move on.
Move on, sweetheart. There's better guys out there without the creepy other side.
Yeah.
Hey, Melanie, I'm sorry we couldn't be more help for you.
No, you guys, thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling.
Well, okay.
Bye-bye.
What we did learn is that all guys are that creepy.
Thank God I'm a lesbian.
Yeah, you might as well go back and date that guy because we're all creepy. We're all going to say
that. Hey, The Burt Show.
Brand new Burt Show phone scam.
Calling up a guy. I don't know why I have this fear whenever I go out in Atlanta. If I park, if I don't pay, you know, some dude 10 or 15 bucks to park in a lot, I'm convinced I'm going to come out and there's going to be a boot on my car. And then I'm convinced there's no such thing as an official boot. Like, I think they're all people who just own boots and they go to parking lots and go, let's get that one and wait for my $50 cash. So I call this guy up who has the same exact fear. He paid for a parking spot in a lot for the entire month. I still booted him.
Hello, this is Jim Stamps.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I'm fine. How can I help you?
Good. My name is Rudy Schnivers, and I call in just a courtesy phone call. We've talked before. Just want to give you a heads up to hit the ATM before you come out to the parking lot because we got another boot on your car.
I shouldn't have a boot on my car. I paid for the spot. So.
Right. I'm the one that you paid last time you got booted.
Right. Well, I mean, there's been some kind of a mistake because I'm not actually parked illegally this time. I'm paying for a spot in the lot.
Right. It's $75 to take the boot off,
and you just got to pay that in cash, or you can do the credit card thing again, but that'll take a few minutes because we'll have to go down to the office.
You're not understanding, though. I mean, like, I actually paid for the spot, so I mean, I pay a monthly fee, and I don't have to worry about getting booted. So, I mean, if there's been some kind of a mistake, so, I mean, obviously, if I'm paying for the spot, you can take the boot off, right?
So it's $75 cash, or if you want to do the credit card thing, you'll have to meet me down at the parking office.
I'm sorry, I'm telling you, there's some kind of a mistake. I mean, I just started working here, and, you know, I pay for a lot. And I don't understand why you booted the car in the first place. I don't know if I need to talk to a supervisor or something, but I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm going to try to guess what happened here.
Okay.
You probably paid, you know, the monthly fee, and then the lot owner hasn't filled out the paperwork and faxed it over to us yet, so we don't know that your car is legally parked there.
So now what do I have to do? Do I have to get the guy to just fax you something or what?
Yeah, I would talk, you know, next time you see him or whatever, give him a call and have him fax that. But obviously I'm not in the office now, so in the meantime.
Well, I'm not planning on, the only time I'm going out is later on. I'm going to the airport, so I need to have the boot off my car, obviously. Can I have him fax you something tomorrow?
Sure, but today it's $75. And you can do that cash or credit card, or you can, you know.
Look, Rudy, I understand you're just doing your job, but I mean, I'm not paying $75 for a boot on a car that's legally parked. I mean, that'd be ridiculous.
Okay, I'll be back through here then at the same time tomorrow, and we can work it out then.
No, I'm sorry, but that tomorrow's no good. I just told you I'm leaving today.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah?
Are you getting dizzy by any chance?
Am I getting what?
Dizzy.
Dizzy?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, we just keep going round and round and round and round and round and round.
Look, if we're going round and round, it's not my problem because I've paid for the spot. And if I've paid for the spot, I don't expect to get a boot.
Right.
I understand what I'm saying. I mean, like, it's freaking ridiculous.
Right. I 100% completely understand.
So, okay, great. You can take the boot off a car, right?
For $75.
You've got to be friggin' kidding me. I'm not paying $75 for a boot that's on a legally parked car.
Okay, so then how are you going to drive the car to the airport? Do you see how you're kind of in a pickle here?
You know what? Let me ask you. Do you have a supervisor there? You have somebody who, like, runs the place?
I kind of run the joint.
I should call the police. I mean, this is friggin' ridiculous.
Are you going to call the police and tell them what?
Tell them that you've booted a car that's legally parked.
How do they know it's legally parked?
Well, I can talk to the guy. This is ridiculous.
We've been doing this. I got a 5-minute limit per call, and we're at 4.5, so I'm going to have to let you go. You going to meet me with the 75 bucks or not?
No, you know what? I'm going to call the cops because this is friggin' ridiculous.
Okay, all right then. You call the cops and let them know when you talk to them that you just got phone scammed. This is Jeff with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100. And you've just been phone scammed.
Holy crap.
You've just been phone scammed by all of your new coworkers at the office who told us how upset you were at the first boot.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks very much. That's very funny. I'll have to make sure I tell everybody I appreciated the joke.
We will scam you.
You're on The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.